Hello and welcome to Personally Speaking. I'm your host, Monsignor Jim Lusanti. Delighted to have two young, upcoming, wonderful actors who also happen to be believers with us. And I'm just so glad that they could come in to New York from California to be our guests on Personally Speaking. Let me introduce them to you individually. First, Jonathan Jackson. Jonathan, you may recognize from General Hospital. If you're a follower of General Hospital, he was lucky. Mm-hmm. He was also in a movie with Michelle Pfeiffer last year called Deep End of the Ocean. His brother Richard Lee Jackson is next to him, and Richard, you probably saw on Saved by the Bell, I think it was called. Jonathan, Richard, thanks for making the trip. I can tell by the look of your eyes that it was a long and arduous journey, but I appreciate you coming. And I just want to ask, I'm told that back in the early 1990s, your family takes a trip to Universal Studios, and you guys get the bug and decide you want to be actors. Now, lots of kids have lots of ideas, but they don't come to be. Why did your ideas happen?
I think, on the surface, we have a great family, and they were really supportive of us, but we're starting to realize more and more that God wanted us there, and there's a real purpose for us being there, which is, just telling people how much He loves them. That's about it. And so it's becoming more complex and simpler as we go.
Yeah, it was. I was only 9, so it's kind of one of those things you can't really totally understand. You know, we just went to Universal Studios and saw all the cool special effects, and we just said, I don't know, we want to do this. And what's so cool is our parents took us seriously. You know, as kids, they're like, let's let them follow their dreams and stuff. And we didn't know how long we were going to be down there, and it's been 7 years, and we're still down there.
We also didn't know Mom thought we were going to be down there about 3 months.
Oh. She thought, let them get it out of
right.
Kind of, but she stuck it out. She never told us not to. So.
Yeah. Did she come down to live with you there?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. She's still there with us. Dad's in Washington State. We have a home up there, and he comes down on weekends and visits, and we go up there and visit a lot, too.
What kind of folks, you know, you said we were lucky that our parents helped us to follow our dream. What kind of people are they?
They're people that, they were always the kind of parents who encouraged us to think for ourselves and figure things out, you know, for ourselves. And they never were the kind of parents that said, do that, and you'd say, why? And they said, because I said so, and, you know, be quiet. They'd say, you know, they'd actually... they'd help us think through things a lot. If we did something wrong, they'd almost let us think, they'd ask us what we thought was an appropriate punishment for it. So it got us to kind of our little brains as kids to sit down and think, well, okay, we did that, we know that's wrong, what would be an appropriate, you know? And they just really encouraged just a freedom. I mean, they were always watched over us and protected us in a good way, but they also encouraged freedom, you know? And it was a really good thing. They're the kind of people who, throughout their lives, they really search for the truth a lot, you know, for themselves, not just what they were raised in either. So I think that's why they respect that.
Richard, you mentioned a moment ago about the fact that, you know, while you were following a career goal, and in many ways it's become a way in which you can do God's work. Why don't you take that a little bit further? How are you giving witness by being an actor?
Well, it amazes me how hungry people are to hear about God, to hear about Jesus, because when Jonathan just mentions his name like at an award show or in a magazine article, or just, you know, sometimes they focus really strongly on our faith, certain articles, and then other times it's just kind of like in passing, or they hear us in interviews throughout something, and they just respond to it. So, like, we get fan letters that basically, you know, kind of talk about God setting them on fire just because of some little thing that we said, and we're just kind of trying to live the way God wants us to, and in a relationship with Him, and He's using it to inspire people, and it's just humbling. So really, it's just about, I think that if you walk with Christ, no matter where you go, He's going to do something. And so it's really not a responsibility we put on ourselves. It's just that this is kind of how, you know, God's leading us more and more every day to the fullness of knowing Him, and the more we do that, He just uses it, and it just touches people, and it's really not about us, it's just about Him. So,
Jonathan, I'm concerned a little bit about you guys from the point of view of, you don't think of Hollywood normally as a place in which the Spirit of God is celebrated, and I know maybe that's a simplification, but I guess I'm wondering, are you concerned at all that by turning your lives over to the Lord and His work, that you might be politically correct with the powers that be in Hollywood?
Yeah, there's probably that idea, but I don't really care. it doesn't matter where I go, I'm gonna praise Jesus, you know, and if that tanks my career, then that's all right. You know, I'd rather be digging ditches praising Jesus than on a movie and be too afraid to say what he's done for me. You know, it's not worth it.
What you believe, yeah.
So, yeah, there's a lot of politically correct stuff. And the thing is, you know, a lot of people in Hollywood have been slammed with the wrong Jesus. You know, they've been slammed with a Jesus who came to condemn the world instead of save the world. And that's backwards, you know. And I really want them to know, especially, that my God loves them. And he adores them, and they're his kids, and he already has taken care of and forgiven everything, and there's nothing stopping them from having a relationship with him except for just their choice. So I feel bad that Jesus has been painted in the wrong picture, and it's a joy for me to get to talk to people and say, you know what, I know Jesus, the real deal, and he loves you. And, you know, it's just a different way of seeing things. So I think that's what he's doing.
You know that sometimes people have a kind of St. Paul-like experience where they're knocked off their horse. Was that a dramatic moment for you coming to know the Lord, or has it been a gradual process?
It's been more of a gradual process.
There have been
moments that have been like that, where he's woken us up to certain things about his character and about who he is and about what kind of relationship and what kind of love he has for us. There have been definite realizations in that kind of way. But our family has always raised us to find out the truth for ourselves. They never made us believe anything. They encouraged us. And in that, you know, it's been kind of like just a continual search. And it just keeps getting bigger and deeper. And it's, you know, it's kind of like Paul says, the more you know,
the more you know.
I don't know anything except Jesus saved me.
So it's not a monumental moment, although there are emotional moments.
Yeah, I mean, it has been gradual, but there were times, there were events in my life that it went to a lot deeper level. I mean, for me, I look back and I say there was never a point where I felt like I was outside of the shadow of his hand, but there was a lot that I didn't know about his love and things like that that I'm learning, things that he hit me with that will never leave me. You know, through either relationships that have kind of gone bad and a lot of bitterness towards that he's kind of shown me that he is, you know, the he's faithful and he will never leave me or forsake me, and that his love isn't to be taken lightly or to be taken for granted, really. And I can't put all my faith in another human, whether it's a parents or a female relationship or whatever. It's got to be solely in him. And that's when peace comes, when no one can touch you. When you have Christ in your heart, you know, it doesn't matter what's going on in your life. He's there, and you know you're going to be with him forever, and you're okay.
We are listening to the hopeful and encouraging, in many ways inspiring, lives and stories of Richard and Jonathan Jackson. We're going to talk some more with them about their faith and their life's journey in just a moment. Stay with us on Personally Speaking. We'll be right back.